Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black live on air at blogtalkradio.com. And today is Wednesday, August 24th. It is a special show. Our usual show is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a one-hour show with Shauna Kozoff, and she'll be joining us just in a few minutes talking about the Mysterium Center located in Los Angeles, what it has to offer you in terms of spiritual growth and empowerment. You can contact her at 951-440-6938. And you can reach her at Shauna, Shaunakossoff, at gmail.com. You can also find her on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And she does have a website, IrvineCenterOfLight.blogspot.com. It's really a blog. And she's the co-founder of the Modern Mystery School, which is a modern... Oh, no, she's not. I'm sorry. She's the co-founder of the Mysterium Center, which is themysteriumcenter.org, and the Modern Mystery School International.com. So that's a Modern Mystery School INT.com. These are all places and resources that you can find out about the information that she's talking about. And by definition, a mystery school is a group of initiates who dedicated themselves to preserving, protecting, and perpetuating the mystery teachings. And throughout the ages, the mystery schools have been hidden in plain sight. And they have built magnificent temples all over the world and provide services both to the public and behind closed doors, for those who only have eyes to see and for those who have eyes to hear, or ears to hear, I'm sorry. The initiatives are those who are known as the guardians, the protectors, the light bearers, the teachers, the healers, the record keepers, the magicians, the watchers, and among other names. They have provided training in personal spiritual development, meditation, healing circles, readings, and initiations, universal Kabbalah, space clearings, Qigong, and other forms of working with the Chi Life Force energy, and have a variety of universal wisdom teachings, and from the seventh ancient mystery schools that are handed down through the lineage of the traditions of King Solomon via the modern mystery school. I think that's pretty cool. So that is what we're gonna talk about all that tonight. Also, just to let you know what we've got coming up for the next 2 weeks. Beyond that, August 30th, Shepherd Hoodwin is on. That's on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. He will be joining us again, finishing the. He's an author and a channeler who specializes in fascinating the Michael teachings and how we're set up with our lifetimes. So what we had talked about 2 weeks ago was the Michael chart. He used me as an example, as a guinea pig. The actual Michael chart for me is on my website at askhillaryblack.com, so you can pop that chart open. To find out more about him, you want to go to Shepherd Hoodwin, S-H-E-P-E-R-D, Hoodwin, H-O-O-D-W-I-N.com, and we can talk. And next week we'll be talking about that Michael chart. It's a better way to get to know yourself and help make choices, and that shapes our lives. And committed to a series of lifetimes on the planet, we choose a role, which is our primary style of way of being. And there's seven roles, and it's pretty interesting. Certainly, I found it to be accurate. So don't miss that for us next Tuesday. And on the Tuesday after, on the 6th, we'll be joined by Rita Sweeting, and she's going to be talking about Rexology. So those who are new to Spiritual Roundtable, it is a forum that was created to bring together an eclectic group of people to share their knowledge, wisdom, and gifts in the spiritual realm regarding body, mind, and soul, integrating mainstream and holistic modalities. This venue allows us to reach out to a greater number of people to provide new insights and broadening understanding of the times we're now experiencing. We hope you visit us regularly and use this resource to find your own inner light to guide you along your spiritual path, and we thank you for sharing an hour of your time with me and my guests. Those who don't know who I am, Hillary Black is my name, and yes, Black is my family middle name. Given at birth, and I've been aware of my gifts since the age of 5 years old, and I have been reading professionally for the past 20 years. I have been helping people help themselves, specialize in transitions, blending my gifts through various modalities such as spiritual readings, coaching, healing, and teaching. I'm an intuitive, a medium, clairvoyant, clairescent, clairaudient, claircognizant, and empath. I utilize psychometry, tarot cards, and pendulums. I am a magnified healing master teacher level 1 and a universal life church minister, as well as a life and business coach, and I've received my coaching education through Coach You. I've read people throughout the United States and abroad, such as countries as Canada, Mexico, Japan, Germany, as well as France, to name a few. And I've also made guest appearances on television and radio. For further information about me, you can check me out at askhillaryblack.com. And for those professionals who would like to be considered for the guest on the show, please email me at info@askhillaryblack.com. And please put guest consideration in the subject line and include your website and contact information in the body of your email. Again, as I said, we're going to be joined by Shauna Kossoff, and we'll be discussing spiritual growth and empowerment. And for those callers who have questions to call, I do have room in the queue. I would call in now because I did not get to everyone yesterday, and we will be stopping at 8 o'clock on the hour. A lot of people are starting to call in at the very, very last minute. So do call into the show early at 516-666-9210. Again, that's 516-666-9210. I also have people here in the chat room. Welcome to be in the chat room. You certainly can ask some questions. Queue will fill up quickly, so do press 1 if you want a reading. Otherwise, don't press anything if you just want to listen to the show. Again, we can't guarantee that we'll get to everyone's call tonight, and if you have questions that were not answered and you'd like to know more about Shauna Kossoff, again, you can call her at 951-440-6938. You can find her at her website at IrvineCenterOfLight.blogspot.com, and more about the Mysterium Center is MysteriumCenter.org, and it's MYSTERIUM Center, CENTER.org, and you can certainly reach her by Gmail, ShaunaKossoff@gmail.com. Okay, so I just want to read a little bit about her. I've got a little bit more to tell you guys about. She definitely has an eclectic background, a very educated woman, and she's got quite a few testimonials here from quite a few people that I'm reading here that And I just wanted to share with you. This one person had a life activation with Shauna after Healing Circle on January 29th. And wow, it was powerful. It was so amazing. Shauna is very powerful. And I'm so excited to do the Empower Thyself program, which we'll talk about, at the end of February. And I'm also excited and looking forward to working with Shauna regularly to raise my vibration so that I can be a contribution. And I'm here to be. And I know that I can step into the role of Shauna's guidance and support. And thank you, Shauna, for being such a bright light. That was Amy Barnhurst. So let's talk about this. She talks about the Empower Thyself program. It's an ability to transform your life at the most core level. And she talks about, do you struggle with depression? Are your health issues stopping you from doing all that you want in your life? Is abundance in the life filled the meaning of feeling out of reach? And a life filled with joy, energy, and purpose is possible. And allowed me to guide the journey where you can learn ancient tools for today's world and along the way you discover yourself. And so who is this? This is Shauna Miriam Kozoff, and she's a guide, co-founder, and a board director of the Mysterium Center, the affiliate of the Modern Mystery School. A guide in this lineage is one of those who has the authority and training necessary to physically initiate people into the power path of self-discovery. And she's always been a spiritual seeker, and it was in Virginia in 2003, in the midst of her very challenging law school years, she discovered this life-changing path. And getting the life activation reminded her of her desire to serve and that had led her to the law school and brought balance back in her life and allowed her to feel a sense of wonderment and joy that she had not felt since she was a child. It was less than a month later that she was soaring with grades and incredible new energy, and she found herself walking on the path of Empower Thyself initiate and had not stopped powerfully moving forward since. And that's been her work as an attorney or in leading people along this beautiful path. And again, I told you a little bit about the Modern Mystery Schools, and let me give you that more information, and then also I'm going to tell you where you can reach her on what nights. Modern Mystery School, again, is an ancient school of wisdoms and teachings that have stood test of times, often by remaining in the shadows while sending their students into the world of the great leaders of their time. And the Modern Mystery School, through the lineage holder of Gundi Gunnison, traces its lineage back over 3,000 years. To the time of King Solomon, and it's one of the most original. It is one of the original mystery schools. Now, Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Temple of Light in Irvine, you can find this. And Tuesdays at 1 p.m. at the Mystery Center in Los Angeles, and the first Wednesday of the month at 3 p.m. in the Redlands, she offers a Max Meditation System TM. Which is trademark, I would imagine, relieve stress and gain clarity through the simple yet powerful style of meditation that draws from the best of the East and West and modern and ancient. There's also exciting events such as the Universal Kabbalah Ascension Series, which I believe she's going to talk about just briefly, about where you can find out more about that, and the Evelyn and Fairy Magic, where we connect with a larger mystery school community. So her programs are a safe space for all those backgrounds to explore and grow. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about it, and I'd like to bring her aboard to say hello. And here we go. I apologize for that, of course. Here we go. We'll find her. And there we go.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So there was a mouthful there of telling everybody about you and just a little bit more about what you have to offer and, just information about the school. So where should we start? Should we start about the school itself and the sense of the one of the things that kind of got you going on your path is the Empower – what is it called?
Empower Thyself program. Sounds great, Hillary.
Yeah, there we go. The Empower Thyself program, which is what got you initiated. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the initiation program into what we call the Hierarchy of Light or Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light in the lineage of King Solomon. And it's really what gets you started on this path, because ultimately the Mystery School paths are paths of initiation, which is really the ancient way of stepping into your power and stepping into the ability and the authority to use these tools and these teachings.
So Now, can people go ahead and now the teachings, now let's talk about some of the teachings. So as you said,
sure.
It gives the people the ability and the authority. There's other people, obviously. What type of teachings, how are these different from somebody who's coming into their own spiritual gifts, whether they're clairvoyant, clairaudient, whatever those spiritual gifts are? What is the difference between what the mystery and modern mystery school has to offer? And obviously the lineage of 3,000 years all the way back to King Solomon is incredibly impressive, and I can only imagine the wealth of knowledge that the school has to offer students. But can you tell me the difference here about, it gives people the permission, I guess, to use the teachings?
Great question. Yes, so basically the idea, I mean, there are so many people out there within the New Age movement and other movements that offer amazing, beautiful teachings that are very much of light and of love and of joy. The concept with initiation, though, is yes, it gives you power, it gives you authority, it gives you reason, because you tap into a base, a battery, a group of energy that is formed over an extended period of time as it's been handed down, teacher to student, master to student, over literally thousands of years. These same core rituals and teachings, while adapted for the modern age, have been used throughout this process. So it's building up all of this energy as it's being worked on. And it's the idea that it's been shown to work. These are time-tested teachings and healings. Ultimately, if they did not work, back in King Solomon's days, they were thrown out. He brought together all of these tribes, all these people throughout the world, hand down these teachings and healings. If they only worked for a certain group, he said, wonderful, that group continues to use it, but it did not become part of this universal system. And people find, as they work with lineage teachings, lineage healings, they don't get tired because they're not tapping into their own energy. They have constant light, constant energy flowing through to them, through the hierarchy of light, through the brotherhood and sisterhood of light. And if anything, they come out of doing classes, doing sessions, refreshed, revitalized, because they've received all of that light, all of that healing themselves as vessels.
So, okay, the last part again, they've received all that light and all that healing through what?
As being the vessel. As being...
Oh, the vessel. Okay.
The person who it had to flow through. Because ultimately, particularly with lineage healings and teachings, you are a vessel. The work is about clearing you out so you can not only hold more power, hold more energy, but ultimately, you're clear and clean, so your own stuff, your own ego, is not polluting the work, which is something that doesn't always happen if a person simply steps in and hasn't done their work already. The whole idea with Mystery School teachings is it's a deep well. You're always learning more. You're always going through recertifications. Mm-hmm. You're always going through more classes. You're always doing your own healing work. We truly are works in process, both as students and teachers, and throughout that entire process. We learn from each other. We heal from each other. We grow from each other. We are a school, and yet on some level I'd say we're a spiritual hospital, because we're a place people can go to receive healing, and ultimately those often become the best healers and teachers because they understand. They've been there.
Right, right. That's how we see it sometimes in other people. And I was saying that on the show yesterday with Dr. Ida Green, who has a degree in, she's a PhD and a marriage family therapist and a nurse, as well as a spiritual person, somebody who's Reiki master and an intuitive person. And I was saying, you know, a lot of times when we do readings and we see certain things or we see certain things in a certain person, you really can't see that unless you've been there, done it. No, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I totally absolutely agree with that. So can you share a little bit about, you know, you talked about in Virginia when you had started law school, how did you find this place? I mean, what brought you to a center such as this? How did it come upon you?
Wonderful. Yeah, so I was in Virginia. I was in my second, going into my third year of law school, and I was very stressed out, and I felt like I had nowhere to go. I was in a very remote town of 5,000 people, all of whom were basically students, very conservative area, very remote area, and I was in total left brain teaching mode, learning mode, 70, 80 hours a week, and I was looking for something outside of drinking, outside of smoking, outside of all the various addictions that lawyers have a tendency to find their way into. They don't find something like meditation. And I found my way into Reiki. I found my way, and I became a Reiki master during this time, and I found my way into a nature spirituality group and got ordained as an interfaith minister. And along the way, the people in my Reiki circle started getting involved in a mystery school, and I was fascinated by it. It had lineage. It had these powerful rituals they were showing me. They were telling me about all these amazing classes, sessions you could receive. And I was searching. I was looking for. I was looking to re-enhance, get back into that passion I had walking into law school that after 2 years straight of doing nothing but book knowledge, I pretty much lost. And this reminded me, or started to remind me, and then when I really got involved in it, allowed me to dive back in that passion I had to making a difference, helping humanity, to discovering myself, to taking my potential to the highest level. And from there, I moved forward with the training while actually continuing in law school.
Which you graduated at, and you are a current practicing lawyer during day, and by night you're spiritual. And what is the title that you go by? Are you an intuitive reader, or what's your title that you go by?
Great. So technically my title typically I use is guide, which is someone who has the authority to initiate within the modern mystery school lineage. The Solomon lineage means they've been working with the trainees enough, they have enough understanding, enough knowledge, enough ability to hold the energy, that they're ready to start passing it along to others who come to them. I also am what's called a ritual master, which is part of the warrior path within the mystery school, which is yet another path that people can walk down once they've gone through some of the initial stages of training and initially become a healer within the school.
Okay. And so when you, now we had talked about prior to being on the show that there's kind of three different things here. One of them has to do with the international school, which is kind of the granddaddy. Can I call that the granddaddy, so to speak? Not really. I mean, the lineage of King Solomon is the granddaddy. But the modern mystery school really is the international one, correct, where all of this kind of comes from after the lineage of King Solomon. Is that correct?
Yes, the Modern Mystery School is an international school. It is in 46 countries, and it's a place I've been studying with since 2004, and over time have been trained as a guide, a ritual master, life activation practitioner, healer would be some of the various titles I've received over the years through my training, and I continue to study with them as a student, because there's always more to learn. That's one of the amazing things about a mystery school, is it really is a never-ending well of knowledge. I know people that have been studying with them since 97 and still are continuing to come back for further training. There is always more, and there's always more work we can do on ourselves. So, yes, that is where I've received my teachings, and the Modern Mystery School is in the lineage of King Solomon. That is where the teachings and the healings do have their authority from.
Now, in the Modern Mystery School, are there other schools as well in the lineage of King Solomon, or is that the only one?
There are said to be 7 great mystery schools in the world, and others actually teach a whole class on. It's called 7 Mystery Schools, and I do that usually once 3 months or two at either Mysterium Center or one of the other areas in Southern California. Love to have people join us for that. But, yes, there are 6 others, some of which are also connected to it.
So they're all connected. But, I wonder why they – is there a reason why they have 7 schools that are the lineage of King Solomon? Do they each have a different subject that they talk about, or is there a reason why they kind of split up to 7 schools?
Yeah, so the other six are actually closed schools. For the most part, mystery schools are closed. They still function primarily as secret societies. Typically, one opens doors to the public at a time. The Golden Order of the Dawn in England did, for example, at a period back in the 1900s, and we are currently an open-door school and have been since 97. The other six remain closed, and yes, they all do draw from different teachings, different sources of power. They're tied to various different chakras, various different cultures to some extent, but all are in alignment with the hierarchy of light, brotherhood and sisterhood of light, and some of them are in the lineage of King Solomon. Some are not.
Oh, some are not. Okay. So the seven mystery schools, are some of them are lineage of King Solomon, some are not.
Yes,
now, the other
correct.
Mystery schools, are they as old as going back to the lineage of King Solomon, even though they're not part of King Solomon, or is they as old, which is, 3,000 years, or some of them are new?
Mystery schools themselves really go back to the beginnings of time. I mean, you think about, the Pythagorean society. That would be, in essence, was an ancient mystery school. They are the key keepers. They would have been the people that were teaching the reading, the writing, the math in the oldest of days, coming out more in the Renaissance period in history. So they're all very old. 3,000 years is what this particular school traces itself back to in a direct lineage line. Reality, it's probably 8,000 plus. So, yes, all of them are very old schools of authority and power. And honestly, I do not know a ton about the other six. They are closed-door schools, really following each no basic concept.
Okay. So now, with your school, since it's open, I would imagine, they don't know when they're going to close it. So for now, it's open, but who knows when it could close, correct?
Yes, in theory, that is the case. At some point. And we certainly have people that work very closely connected to the Hierarchy of Light, the Sisterhood of Light. There's a panel of teachers on the international level that work very closely together. And Goodney Goodnesson is our master reminder, our grandmaster teacher, et cetera. And, yes, at some point it may come down that it does need to close. We don't have any reason to believe that it will be anytime soon, but ultimately, mystery schools do not tend to function very well in the public eye, being open, and if need be, teachings clean and clear and pure, it will close.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm thinking about the movie, and I can't remember the name. I don't know if it's National Treasures with, I can't see his face, and they were talking about the history and one of the schools, the modern mystery schools that you're talking about. Of what was the school that you were talking about? Light of Dawn? No, what was it?
Golden Order of the Dawn. Yes.
Order of the Dawn. I think they had mentioned it in the movies, actually. National.
Very well might have.
It's with Nicolas Cage or something like that. But, okay. So let's talk about discover and expand your psychic gifts through spiritual intuition and initiation. When you say, let me show how to create your sacred space with the divine sacred geometry and how to travel the universe on astral travel and lucid dream, allow me to help you clear the away the blocks and bring more energy in your life with life activation, or cut negative ties that held you back for so many years with emotional cord cutting. Now, we certainly can talk about that. And is that part of the empower thyself? Is that part of the initiation, or is that something that you offer? Because as I said, there's three different things that we were going to talk about: the main international school, the middle school, which is the co-founder, which is a Mysterium school that you're a part of as a co-founder, and then you actually have your own practice that you offer to people, which is the Block Talk, the Block Spot that you have.
Yes, so all the teachings are in the lineage of King Solomon. They are all through classes and sessions that have been handed down with the Modern Mystery School. Mysterium Center is an affiliate of the Modern Mystery School, which I have co-founded. It offers those teachings on a local level. I am one of five members on the board currently. And I also do run my own, I guess I call it, smaller light center locally, mostly out of Orange County, and that's Irvine Center of Light. But everything is lineage of King Solomon, is in the teachings of the Modern Mystery School. The Empower Thyself program is a 2-day initiation into that lineage, where you receive a bunch of benefits, including 10 times more power to do your work, work with energy, etc. You receive 4 new guides to work with. Your flow is shifted to more of an ascension flow. And you learn tools such as rituals, books to work with, exercises to help work with your ego, connecting into your individuality, personality. You learn a little bit about Kabbalah. You learn a meditation technique. You tap into your sanctuary and make sure it's indeed your higher self you have online. And you connect to an amazing spiritual community, both on in the physical and spiritually. The Modern Mystery School offers literally hundreds of classes and sessions, and it's continuing to grow. So that is actually the first initiation, and it's only one of many programs we offer. I teach, for example, astral travel, sacred geometry through level 4, and there is actually 7 levels currently being offered. You can get trained in throughout Southern California. I offer spiritual intuition, which is tapping into your spiritual gifts. Journeys with Spirit also does that, more of a shamanic training. You actually go in and connect to the various elements and your masculine and feminine side, receive keys of power. So there's many, many different opportunities out there. It truly is a never-ending well of classes and sessions.
So, okay, so I had a guest here in chat room ask, Solomonic magic is very interesting, and recently someone texted them about the sixth seal of Solomon. Do you know anything about that? Is that something part of this or the Modern Mystery School or no?
Specifically the sixth seal of Solomon, I want more information to try to comment on that, exactly what they're asking me. But certainly all of this, I mean, is working with Solomon's teachings, his healings, and yes, we do work with higher magic, what we call Enochian magic, Egyptian magic, as we get into what's called the warrior path, the ritual master path. But that is after you've gone some steps. We really do keep these teachings clear and clean, and we do not take people into the higher teachings until they're truly ready and they've mastered themselves enough to hold that energy and work with it in a clean, clear fashion. But yes, absolutely, we do work with Solomon's magic, we work with seals, and that is probably more closely part of the ritual master path, which some will be eligible for once they've gone through the Power Thyself initiation, some additional prerequisite classes, and the second level initiation really called the Healer's Academy, where they actually learn how to offer healing modalities such as the life activation and teach the meditation groups that I mentioned I offer throughout the week, the Max Meditation System PM.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more question that my person in chat room asked. I mean, it sounds like it's kind of like a spirit, like you said, it's a spiritual hospital, but, you know, where, you know, we obviously do the healing within ourselves, but it's also kind of a spiritual college, too, in a way, would you say?
Yes, I mean, it's,
with the education that it has to offer.
Yes, it's, I mean, we talk about being, in essence, the Harvard of Metaphysics. I mean, we do teach very deep, core, powerful teachings in metaphysics. And those are classes that you may not get to until you've done 5, 7, 10 plus years of training. I mean, it can go incredibly deep. I have yet to have anyone I know of started with the school and said, I've reached a point, I have nothing more to learn. You can either go more specific, you can go deeper. I mean, there's paths within the school that I haven't even brought up, such as studying esoteric Buddhism or Wicca or working with alchemy, the alchemy lab, for example, or going to the channeling school. I mean, truly, there is always more you can do.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. So are you familiar with someone in the chat room had mentioned, is a guest familiar with Abra Melin the Mage, M-A-G-E? Abra Melin, M-E-L-I-N, the Mage.
The name sounds
vaguely
familiar. I am minor suspicious I may not be getting the spelling right or hearing it right, but I don't specifically know who you're talking about where I can comment on it. They are more than welcome, though, to contact me individually. I'd encourage them to do so. Send me the spelling, and I'll look into it a little further. I'm more than happy to do that. The concept mage or magus is, yes, that is a title you can receive if you go through your ritual master training. We use the term magus or magus.
Yeah, and she said that they're an ancient magician. So, yeah, that's what she was mentioning, an ancient magician. I wonder, are they as old as Merlin? Am I asking her here in the chat room? Okay, so as we were talking about this spiritual college, it's kind of cool, and I don't want to say this because certainly I don't want to discount it or not give it the credit it's due. But in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, and it excites me. It's like, oh my God, it's like a little Hogwarts. But it's not really little. It's a big Hogwarts because, you know, that's how I'm looking at it. And it's exciting because I look at myself as, you know, I don't want to say I'm a Harry Potter, but I totally resonate with Harry Potter. And in a sense that I was born into a family that totally doesn't get me. I'm spiritual. I'm finally out of the closet that I'm a psychic, which my mother for years, I'm almost 50 next March. And my mom's like, you can't tell the neighbors you're psychic. Mother, I'm going to be 50. I've been a professional psychic for 20 years now. The cat's out of the bag. I'm not, no, people are going to know. I'm so sorry. Okay. Kind of thing. And, so my friends and I talk, you know, my spiritual friends and I, and we say the muggles. So I say that respectively, of course, because my brother and sister, you know, they have mainstream jobs, you know. My brother's a mortgage broker, and my sister is a computer programmer. That's what she does. She manages the cloud, actually. So that's kind of how I see it. I was sitting here thinking, wow, we have a school that we can go to and, you know, learn and be with like-minded individuals and you know, go through the healing, as you said, but have people to support us along our way because, you know, I found – when I was going through this, when I was younger, and I've been stopped since I was 4 years old telling people that I had the gift. 4 years old, people would stop me. People would stop me on the street and when I was a child and tell me, you have the gift. And I didn't even have a clue what they were talking about. But I knew that I had this since I was five. I just never really said anything to anybody. And I was fortunate that I had a friend at 10, you know, talked to her about my clairvoyant stuff, but she went more scientific. And even though I have a science mind, I just couldn't get away from the spirituality stuff, and obviously that was a reasoning to go there. But let's go back to this. So your specialty, or really what you help people with in your own business and your own practice, as you said, you're talking about the geometry and astral travel, which is really cool, you know, and helping people in their spiritual initiation, or not initiation, but their spiritual intuitive. So you can help them in your own practice. So they certainly can contact you by email or your phone number, as I had mentioned, and I'll mention it again at the end of the show. And you said that there was a Kabbalah class that we had talked about that you're going to there's an upcoming Kabbalah class, correct?
Yes. In September, there is going to be a women's Kabbalah class, Reclaiming the Feminine Soul, coming up at Mysterium Center, taught by Dr. Teresa Bullard and Verla Wade, who is traveling in from Seattle. And this is an amazing opportunity, really far more than a class, for women to connect and do their own healing and connect to the community, which really, as we do that, we heal women on a much grander level. And stepping into this new energy, the Shambhala energy, the new world that so many of us are seeking to create, a key part of that is shifting as women, healing as women. So this is an amazing opportunity to do that, and I would highly encourage anyone who even thinks they might be interested in that to give me a call and talk to me more about it, and I can put them in touch with the teachers.
Okay. So there's two questions we may have already talked about, but I'll go over that is, what does it mean to be initiated, and where does someone start with this?
Yes. Yeah, so we did somewhat go over the first question, probably not so much the second, but being initiated means being brought into a lineage line, brought into a source of power, being given authority, being given reason to do the work. Having that support 24/7 of the Hierarchy of Light, or the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, and of that guide who brings you in, who is really there to support you in walking your path on a very powerful level. As far as your second question, there's many different ways you can start. You can attend one of the Max Meditation sessions. And we are in 46 countries. So if you are interested in a powerful meditation opportunity, very relaxing, very public friendly, if you have friends and family you're not so sure can handle something a little more woo-woo, even if I don't offer it, I can point you to someone in your area that does. We seriously have gotten,
okay,
rather, I think we're actually probably in more than 46 countries at this point. You can come to an intro talk at Mysterium Center. We have them throughout the month, Thursday nights at 7. We almost always have one. Tomorrow evening, Sonia Shelton's leading a two-hour seminar on how to deal with stress rescue. The following week, Dr. Bullard's going to be leading a two-hour archangel meditation and summoning. Beautiful way to do healing work and connect with the energy of the angels. That's just some examples of what's offered. We do Egyptian meditations on Thursday evenings. We have talks on the life activation. We have talks on Kabbalah. So that's another way you can check it out. You can take what we call kind of an intro seminar, such as spiritual intuition or sanctuary meditation or awaken thyself. These are 2 to 4 hour classes that are a great way to put a toe or a foot in and feel it out, and you will walk away with tools. You will walk away from the spiritual intuition class having actual tools you've practiced in class that are time-tested in the lineage that can be used to tap into your various psychic senses, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. Sanctuary meditation, you'll walk away with an ability to know you're in your sanctuary, know you're connecting to your higher self. Awaken Thyself is an amazing introduction to the Empower Thyself Initiation Program. You learn more about exactly what you're taught in that class and get to actually get a feel for the energy in it, if that's something you'd like to check out first. Ultimately, though, if you're ready to really take your first key step, I'm going to suggest the Life Activation. It is a 2-hour private healing session, which I do offer. And again, I can point you to someone else if you are not within the Southern California area, although I actually travel quite a bit myself. And in this 2-hour healing session, you will have your energetic system rebalanced. We go through, we rebalance at your core, magnetic energy, elemental energy, etheric energy, chakras, parts of the energetic system most people don't even think about. We actually have spiritual and physical senses, not the physical. We really work with balancing that energy out. And then we go through with a special shamanic wand that's been made in a temple process. And we activate your DNA. We activate 22 strands. There are certainly people out there that through their own work have gotten more than 2 strands activated. Even science is showing at this point we have more than 2 strands of DNA. I've heard of people out there doing even 12-strand activations, but I have yet to meet anyone who can activate full 22 strands because that does require advanced levels of training and teaching. The whole Healers Academy program, which is basically a week-long program, is about learning to offer this modality. So these people have been highly trained in this particular work. And this just really opens your soil, opens your system to be ready to then move forward with the path, receive initiation. It will release the blocks, barriers, pull you back, and just flood you with light, connect more to your divine self or to your divine purpose, and you'll start noticing a much more powerful connection coming in once you receive that modality.
So I have to ask, and then we're going to open the phone lines. We've got a couple people in queue here.
Great.
I have to ask here, when you talk about the activation and you're talking about obviously the DNA and the strands and that sort of thing, and you are you talking about someone coming to a whole person as they really get to know themselves? Because it's one of the things I feel a lot of people, you know, who are doing this work are really working, as you said, doing the work, is going in there and obviously healing our wounds, you know, whether, you know, the childhood wounds, and then coming to healing what we've, our baggage that we've accumulated, but also working to being that whole person. So is that, you know, really, when you talked about activation, not just also being a spiritual person, obviously connecting to higher self and connecting to your spirit guides, but that's also part of it too, correct?
Yes. I mean, it is tapping into being the whole person, and I'd say even going a level beyond that. It's about being the whole you, the true you, which is really having the full human experience, taking back your crown, stepping into your divine power, becoming that Adam Kadmon, really recognizing yourself as a creator, co-creator of your life, as that God, as that goddess, living the royal life. That is the process that we are working on with this lineage, and that is started off with the life activation. Certainly, as you do that, you open back up your spiritual gifts, which are innate in you. We all have spiritual gifts. It's about remembering, about tapping back into them, about healing whatever is going on from your childhood or even prior that's holding you back from truly being able to be the extraordinary you and live that extraordinary life you're here to live.
Right, and I do agree we all have the gift, and some of us just have it, and we all have different gifts. You know, a lot of people take those gifts and channel it into mainstream jobs. You know, they have a gift of, you know, they're a surgeon, and they're a phenomenal surgeon, or Mozart, you know, he had the gift with music. I mean, everyone has a gift, whatever their gift may be, they just channel it, you know, those who are awake to their gifts and some who are not. They just channel, you know, those who are just channel that into whatever that they do. But it's, you know, a lot of times I feel that when we were children, we were able to imagine quite a thing, you know, quite a few things, and daydream. And I feel as children, we had those gifts, but as we got older, we weren't, how should I put it, encouraged to continue with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it definitely does. I mean,
Paressa.
As we become children, as we grow, as we're programmed by society and an education system, I mean, we're talking about at the Toronto programs I recently attended, we are not encouraged, for the most part, in our education system to do much more than regurgitate information. It does not encourage
right.
us to really tap into our gifts, particularly our spiritual gifts. So we forget who we really are. We forget what we're capable of doing. This is about remembering it. So absolutely, children are far more interested in this. And the children coming in today, we use the term indigos, are even more awake and aware and often less likely to forget. They've continued in many ways to stand in their power, even if they've gotten lost in the process, as they've been maybe not let go of their gifts as much, and they've struggled. But absolutely, we need a system that is supportive of holding on to those gifts as we mature.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a little bit of room in the queue for those who are listening who do want to call in. We've got you can call at 516-666-9210 to reach Shauna. Let me give you her phone numbers to reach her at, and then certainly the website's here. I have your numbers here. Okay, here we go. And you can reach Shauna at 951-440-6938. She loves to talk to people, and you can reach her on her email at Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-A, Kosoff. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
K-O-S-S-O-F-F, awesome, at gmail.com. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can also go to her blog, which is www.irvinecenteroflight.blogspot.com. And then the Mystrium School, which she's co-founder, is mystriumcenter.org, mysteriumcenter.org. And if you want to find out about one of those seven mystery schools that we talked about, the Modern Mystery School, www.modernmysteryschoolint.com, which I think is really exciting. I think all of this is. I mean, I want to sign up tomorrow. It's like my day to, you know, going back to college kind of thing. It's fun. Okay.
We'd love to have you.
Let's talk about.
It's definitely a Hogwarts.
Yeah. And you know what? I never asked. I would imagine all of this is in person. I would imagine none of this is online. Are any of the classes online? Since obviously you're in 46 countries, I can't remember which one you said. Is any of this online, or is everything really in person? I would imagine a lot of it's in person, or all of it.
Lineage teachings really are about working with energy. So with almost no exception, it is all in person. There's been a small amount.
Yeah,
it has started being online, and there's definitely lots of YouTube videos and talks that I can point people to learn more, books I suggest to read. Ultimately, yes, it would be a matter of either traveling to a guide and or bringing someone into your area, but you will be surprised at how close they're probably this guide or particular area, or how easy it is to facilitate bringing someone in, create your own program.
Okay. Let's see if I can go ahead and get these people on, because for some reason I just literally got kicked out of Block Talk. So let's hope that I can get ahead and get these people. So here we go. First caller I've got is Wendy. You know, I shouldn't have said anything earlier today. Let's see what we can do here. Let's go into the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it here, and I just got kicked out of everything. We're going to 347-463. Welcome to the show. Let's see if we can get the person here. See if they can come aboard. And if not, guys, I do apologize. We'll have to. I can't believe it. I literally got kicked off. You know, I shouldn't have said anything to you earlier today about the show. I guess they're doing some cable. From what I was told, they're doing some cable repair on the area that I happen to be in today. I'm on travel myself. And sometimes the cable goes down and then it comes back up. So I do apologize to our guests that are in the queue that I cannot get to, because they say there is no internet connection right now. My computer is offline. And I know that I have internet. So I'm going to disconnect everyone, and I'm going to connect and see if I can get back to you guys. And if not, we will continue for the next 8 minutes. And go from there, and then that will be our show.
Sounds good. I suppose someone could technically text a question if they want to ask.
Yeah, they could. They could. You know, the thing is, I just got kicked out of the chat room too, so I was looking to see if I could get anyone in the chat room to give me some questions as well. But I literally get kicked off. Okay, I got back in. Let's see what we've got. The first person I'd have is Wendy at 916. 838. Let's see if I can get Wendy to the show. Wendy, hello?
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your patience, guys. I apologize that my system here just cut us off. They are working in the area, and the people that warned me when I got here that could happen. So, Wendy, do you have any questions for our guest today?
Yes, I do. Thank you. After being in the loop for 2 months, potentially being hired by a major health insurance company, I learned today that they moved on. But I applied at another real good insurance company called eHealth. Do you see me getting employment soon, and will it last at least 4 years for me?
Hi, Wendy. Okay, so My apologies if I was unclear here. I am more than happy to set up to do a reading with you, but I do my readings in person. So I was not going to be doing any readings over the phone tonight. It's just not a system that I work with. But I am more than happy, if you want to contact me, set up doing a reading with you, and I can certainly go into that question. It's a very valid, very simple question, something we can explore.
Yeah, and I didn't set that up either to tell everybody, so I apologize for that, Shauna, that I didn't tell everyone. By the way, Shauna, if you want a reading with her, do please give her a call. But Wendy, as I said, I don't know why the other firm did not take you at the time, but you do want to know if you're going to find another job. What they're telling me is that you're just really going to have to kick some more resumes out, and they're telling me that you're going to have to is it really 100? Is it 60? Is it 50? They're saying you're going to have to put 50 resumes out, at least 50. That's what they're telling me. I mean, they said 100 would be ideal because for every 100, they say that you would get, for every 100, if you got 10 responses out of 100, you'd be doing great. They say in sales, usually after 10, you're lucky to get 1, 2, or maybe 3 responses, but 1 is average. So I'm not, I'm not saying that obviously, apply for things that you don't necessarily want, but they're saying that you're going to have to continue applying for, you're going to have to put a lot more resumes out there. Will you find something if you do so? They say yes. Will you find something in a month? Yes. They're saying that you would find something in a month. Would she get hired in a month? I feel yes, but they're saying that you're going to have to put a lot more resumes out.
Okay. Thank you.
And don't forget, you certainly can give Shauna a call. That's way. And now, Shauna, do you do readings by the phone or just in person only?
Basically, my readings would be done in person, but let's explore options. I encourage you to give me a call, set up what's called discovery sessions. I'll talk to you on the phone for half an hour, explore what you're looking for. I would not charge you in any way to spend that time talking with me.
Thank you very much.
And do you do Skype as well?
I can Skype. I usually tend to do more phone or email, but I could set up a Skype session for basically a discovery session, which is basically an opportunity for us to talk. It's not a reading. It's a time to explore, but I offer what you're looking for and see if it's a good fit. And I do not charge to you.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Wendy, for calling in. Let's get to the
Thank
next
you,
caller
Wendy.
Here.
Hope
We've got...
Thank you both.
Okay. So I've got 347-463. Welcome to the show. And it's timing right now, guys. So I so apologize for how slow this is. I've got a pretty fast computer. So we'll see if this person comes on, and I do appreciate it because they've been holding for 50 minutes.
Wow.
And if they – I know.
Yes, and again, if you're not able to get through – I know we're getting towards the end.
Go ahead.
Please feel free to call me or email me outside if you're not able to get through tonight.
Right. And I do apologize for those people who are in chat. I can't get my chat back. So I really do. And this is where I get nervous about traveling. But this can obviously happen where I live as well. It just is what it is. It's the internet. So we're fortunate to obviously still have the show going by telephone. So for those 347-463, I am trying to get to you. And obviously I'm stuck. So it doesn't look like, let's see if I can try this one over here and see if I can get there. And I'll close that one out. Can we get there? Can we do it?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show. Hello?
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for so being patient. I'm so sorry about that. And what's your name?
That's okay. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, good.
So do you have a question today? Do you have a question for our guest, or what would you like to know today?
I have a question. Well, a reading question. My birthday is coming up on September the 3rd. I just wanted to know if you see any. Do you see anything as far as romance and relationship and love for me coming up?
Okay, let's see what's going on for you. All right. Let's see. Put the cards out. Tamika. So they have told me things in the past have not gone the way that you like them to go. Show me Tamika in a romantic relationship. My boyfriend's coming in and see what's going on. And remember, Tamika, you can also give Shauna a call as well. And she'd be happy to give you that half-hour exploratory session if you would like to really look on some spiritual stuff as well.
That's what I'm more than
so
happy.
Here, my dear.
I do readings and all the things you're mentioning. I'm just not going to do them over the phone tonight.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Certainly, I do feel that you're going to have romance down in the future, but I do feel like there's some mindset that you're going to have to work through because I feel like there's some fears. So some fears about having a relationship coming in because I feel that you're fearful of being controlled and wanting to come into your own power, and I feel that the relationships that you have brought to you have been power plays. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you start working toward your own inner light, your own guidance, and really how should I explain it? So when we're in control within ourselves, we don't have to control others or have others control us. And this is all about boundaries for you. This is about you setting boundaries for you and also coming into a place where you feel more financially secure. Because I feel like when you go into relationships, you don't feel as secure as you'd like to be. And then all of a sudden when this person helps you out, and then once you get the help, which is great because you haven't had the support that you've needed in the past, and you're not as strong as you'd like to be financially and otherwise, I'm not saying that where you're at is bad. I'm just saying that when you depend on people, then you get into that power struggle because then when you depend on them, it's like they dangle a carrot in front of your face and they'll say, I will do this for you only if you do that. And you just hate the carrot. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is about empowering yourself, which is exactly what we were talking about today with Shauna. This is all about coming to a place of empowerment for you so that once you're in empowerment and you come into a relationship, you set your healthy boundaries and communicate and say, this is what I want. Where are you at to see if you're in alignment with that person? And if you're not, then you can see if you guys can compromise. And if there's no, I don't want to know if the word is compromise, but be able to mm-hmm. communicate and flex about what you're, you know, what you're willing to do, what they're willing to do, and then move forward. But this is all about empowerment for you. That's what it's about. They're telling me 6 months. If you do 6 months and really start doing your own personal work, that relationship's going to come in for you. And I do see marriage for you down the road, if you so choose marriage or a life partner, just to let you know.
You see with who?
Does that make sense? I see marriage
yeah.
or a life partner down the road. Yeah, but it's all about you doing the internal work for you, because if you don't come into that place of empowerment, you're going to be in power struggles with everybody or the people, that the men you attract in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And again, you can get a hold of Shauna if you want to give Shauna a call and see, you know, she's willing to do the exploratory session, which is a phenomenal deal, you know, and she's not going to charge you for that half hour, and see if that's a good fit for you, because that's kind of where you're at right now.
That's great. That'd be great.
Yes, I'd love
okay.
to talk to you more about ways you can really tap into your power and do your self-growth to get yourself ready for a relationship. I can say for myself, this school did amazing things for me to get me to the point that I am now married to a husband who I truly love.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. That'll be really good.
Okay, Tamika, thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you,
I appreciate your patience. I apologize to everyone for the technical difficulties that we're having here with the Internet. Again, you guys can catch Shauna at 951-440-6938. Shauna Kozoff at Gmail. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can check her out at IrvineCenterOfLight.blogspot.com and the MysteryOcenum.org and the Modern Mystery School INT.com. Also, you guys can check me out at AskHillaryBlack.com, and I am giving away a free monthly 15-minute reading, and I will be announcing that person the first Tuesday of the following month. Thank you, Shauna, for coming tonight, and I appreciate you having me on the show, and I really appreciate your patience. You have a good evening.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.